You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and we need to talk about some recent hints that Abby DiMera, Abigail Devereaux, Chad DiMera's dead wife, might not be quite so dead after all on the NBC soap opera, or dead, but there's a cure for it because it is Salem. So there's three signs that we could soon see Abby back in one form or another on the streaming soap. And I'll talk about the other in just a minute. But before we dig into that, please click subscribe if you haven't done so. So we saw on Thursday, March 21st, a drunk and upset Stephen DiMera opened up to Chad DiMera, and it seems like he was tying up loose ends before Stephen went to turn himself into the Salem police for his drug trafficking and money laundering deeds because Dirty Cop Harris is blackmailing him. It is clear that Stephen knows he might be gone a while, and he wanted to clear the air with his brother Chad before he left. And part of that was a very heartfelt and very specific apology, I thought, for getting involved with Abby during her mental breakdown period when she had those alter egos controlling her. So, you know, you can take that conversation between the brothers as a long overdue chat to bury the hatchet for Stefan trying to ruin Abby and Chad's marriage. But everything between them probably would have been fine without the conversation. I mean, it didn't really need to be dredged up again. It didn't move any of the current storylines forward in any way. And that's why I suspect it might have been a hint, a little Easter egg dropped by the showrunners that Abigail could soon be back. And speaking of people leaving Days of Our Lives, Stefan is out for now. Actor Brandon Barish took a couple of months off for paternity leave about 6 months ago, right after his first son was born. Of course, there's that 6 month tape to air delay. So while it was nice to see Stefan telling Chad he was sorry and giving him a long overdue apology, again, didn't move anything forward. So that's why I think it's a hint. And now to the second hint about Abigail's possible return. Not only have we had the recent scenes with Clyde Weston, which of course are always angsty because he murdered Abby, but then we have a scene coming up next week, the first week of April, where Chad DiMera is visiting Abigail DiMera's grave. That happens Tuesday, April 2nd. It's not the anniversary of her death, just by the way. She died June 10th, 2022, and then there was more scenes on June 13th. So that was when Clyde crept into the house and stabbed her. Given that April 2nd is not her deathiversary, why is Chad back out at her grave? Of course, we all visit loved ones' graves as often as we can, but when they do it on a soap, it's usually for storyline reasons. Now, maybe it's because Stefan just brought up, you know, old injuries, old emotional injuries to Chad, or maybe it's laying the groundwork for her return. So on to the third hint that Abigail might be coming back to Days of Our Lives. In December, we found out that beautiful actress Anna Lynn McCord was joining the cast as someone named Marin, but that doesn't mean that's her actual character name, or that might be her name, but not who she actually is. So she's described as someone who is fascinating and complicated, devastatingly beautiful, almost angelic in her outward appearance. And, you know, almost angelic is a very interesting description, given that if Abigail did come back from the dead, she would basically be an angel, right? Because she was definitely dead, dead, dead. Dead as a doornail dead. Really super dead, even for Salem, very dead. So the description of this new character goes on to say that she is the desire of many, but her heart belongs to only one man who continues to push her away for her own good. So she may show up, and because she's so beautiful, a lot of guys are checking her out, but it's Chad that she wants, if indeed at her heart, deep inside, she is Abby. So I could totally see them doing this a little different from some of the other resurrections. Maybe the character comes back and doesn't realize that she is Abigail DiMera. You know, she could be Abby resurrected, Abby reincarnated, whatever insanity that the Days of Our Lives writers think is the best way to resurrect this very popular character. And please do not drop in the comments they would not resurrect her because blah, 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 whatever reason. We literally have people possessed by the devil back from almost insurmountable death, you know, like where your heart is missing and given to a whole nother person, you know. And there's a family resurrectionist doctor working for the DeMeros who pulls people back from the grave as part of his twisted medical practice on the regular. So don't say, really, honestly, don't say anything can't happen on days. Honestly, if vampires showed up and started drinking the local population, I'd be like, yeah, sounds like days. So if they've decided to bring back Abby, you know, they're not going to let her being stabbed to death stand in their way. And Dr. Rolf's always lurking around the DeMeras, ready to do their bidding and bring back whatever corpses they want to reanimate. Also, if Anna Lynn McCord started filming at the first of the year because her casting announcement came like mid-December, December 15th, 18th, somewhere around there, her debut would in fact just about coincide with the anniversary of Abigail Devereaux DeMera's death in June of 2022. They taped 6 months ahead, so a January start date would work out perfectly for this timing to resurrect her on her deathiversary, even if they don't reveal that she's Abby to start with. So I kind of feel like they're getting Chad ready for a new love interest by breaking him up with Stephanie Johnson. And yes, Everett Lynch's crazy alternate personality thing with him really being Bobby Stein is definitely a hiccup for Everett and Stephanie, but I don't think it's a deal breaker, insanely, because it is Salem. So next week, official day spoilers say she and Everett are getting closer and she continues to support him through his journey to find out who he really is. And I know a lot of people thought that the reveal that Everett was really Jada's ex-husband, Bobby, was going to split up Everett and Stephanie and send her running back to Chad. But based on current storyline action and the upcoming spoilers, it does not look that way. So right now, Chad is lonely. He's still grieving the loss of his dear Abby, but he does have to move on at some point. So maybe he meets this Marin chick, feels a bond with her, a draw to her, and it's really because she actually is Abby. Maybe this time they're going to go with some sort of reincarnation thing. Have you ever seen the movie? Gosh, it was like the late 70s. I watched it years later as part of a little Warren Beatty film fest. Heaven Can Wait, starring the delicious Warren Beatty. It could be a thing like that where somebody dies, but it wasn't their time to die. So heaven sticks them in the body of somebody else who's about to die to give them another shot at life. So something like that. If you've seen the movie, you'll get what I mean. If you haven't seen it, it's quite a good movie. I liked it. Anyway, it would be a nice change of pace from the straight up resurrections they've been doing for the past few years. And as we know, there are so many people that have come back from the grave. Salem should be featured on The Walking Dead. Well, it's off the air. So one of its 117 mini spinoffs could be in Salem. So another, you know, thing that would be really exciting if they haul Abigail DeMera back from the grave is just the reactions. And if indeed she doesn't remember that she's Abby, but she's this reincarnation, we could have a whole re-exploration of Chad and Abby's love story and all that. So I feel like that might be where they're going with Anna Lynn McCord, but we're going to have to wait a couple more months to see if she is indeed resurrected or reincarnated or returned from the dead with some other explanation, Abby Devereaux DeMera. For now, drop your comments on whether you'd like to see Abby back in one form or another on Days of Our Lives, and definitely click subscribe if you haven't so you don't miss any of our day's updates. And please come back often because we are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week on your top rated number one soap opera spoilers channel on YouTube. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.